Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kardashians here on AfterBuzz TV. We got a great show for you guys. Stay tuned after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Francesca's not here, so I'm going to be taking over for the day, but I am here with my amazing, lovely co-host.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard III, and of course, my website, howardthird.com.
Howard III. Don't forget it. It's not Howard. It's Howard III. And I'm Justine, and you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, but you can find me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33. Because that other one was a little too long for Twitter. But that's besides the point. Welcome, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And we have a pretty interesting show. I think today's show was a little bit more on the serious side than a lot of the other episodes have been. But, I mean, starting off, it wasn't super serious. Basically, you know, Khloé was on Snoop Dogg's podcast, which I didn't know he had one, first of all. Did you?
No, but he's doing lots of things these days. He's coming out with, like, a show with Martha Stewart.
Wait, yeah. I heard of that!
That seems really cool, but he's busy these days.
He is. I mean, he's Uncle Snoop. He gotta keep the money going, you know? Yeah. He's got a long career, you know? Because he's, like, 45, so he's been in this game for, like, over 20 years.
Apparently, he has, like, a new, like, line of weed out, I guess. Like, he sells his own weed.
It's legal now!
I guess
in California.
So. Yeah, it's 100%. I guess the starting of this year, it's going to be legal everywhere, like for recreational use in California and then other states as well. And then some other states now have like limited use for like medical reasons.
But yeah.
Where did
I
even get off
time.
Track?
I mean, I don't smoke weeds, but I mean, for people that do, like, I don't think it's that big a deal. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I don't either. But
it's not that big a deal. But I just thought it was funny how Snoop Dogg's son asked Khloé out. I'm not really surprised because, I mean, it's Snoop Dogg's son, so he probably feels so entitled to life. But to ask a Kardashian out, okay.
He had some game. I was like, all right, I see
know.
You. Like, cool. Like, I mean, if I was in his position, I'd probably ask Khloé to go out on a date, too. Even if, obviously, nothing would happen because of the age difference, I can see it being, like, a good publicity for the son to like be pictured, photographed like on this date on his birthday, like it could cause some controversy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even if it's just a friend thing, I think it could be really fun. I think that I would do the same thing if I was in his shoes, like a night out with Khloé. Like that's like my dream.
I know.
Like honestly,
he didn't say how old he was. Did you guys like ever? You know what we should have done? I should have looked it up.
I know. Yeah, I feel like he's probably like maybe 19 or.
Yeah, I think he's like in his like 19,
see if
he
could
20.
Find it.
I will.
21, somewhere in there.
Because he looks younger. I mean, he got a lot of balls to do the Kardashian, but I mean, I guess if you're Snoop Dogg's son. It's so funny seeing all these older celebrities that are in their 40s and their 50s, and it's like in their prime, they were probably around their kids' age, and it's like you forget that these big symbols have kids that are like our, look, you know, not everybody's our age, but at least I think for me, when I'm sitting there, I'm 25, and I'm like, to see big, big celebrities have kids that are my age that are not in the spotlight at all, it's just like funny. Like, you're like, I forget that they're parents.
Yeah.
When you look up to them, like they're adults like you, but it's just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. He's 19.
You knew it.
I knew it. I don't know why I had a feeling.
How old are you?
20.
Oh, you're going to be 21. Okay.
I'm going to be 21, yeah, here in like a couple months, but I knew, I just had a feeling that he was 19. Mm. Like, that's something
what
I would do.
What about you, Howard? 19?
Too young? How?
Are you 19?
No, I'm 25.
I was joking.
He's like, wait a minute.
He missed the joke.
I might be 19.
Now, getting into kind of like a more topic that I think throughout the entire series, you know, everybody knows about Kim's pregnancy issues. She's always had pregnancy issues, like, for her past two. And you know, she, in this episode, kind of showed her going through the struggle of not knowing what to do because she went to the doctor's office and you saw that they were saying it's probably not a good idea to have another kid. I don't really know, like, terms, like, pregnancy terms of, like, what would happen if she did. Long story short, she's thinking about getting into surrogacy. And that whole kind of issue. What do you guys think about, I mean, you guys are guys, so it's kind of harder for you to understand that, but I mean, from a guy's perspective, what do you think about surrogacy and Kim, what she's thinking about doing?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because as a guy, it's like, I am not completely sure what I would do. I think it would be mostly, I mean, it would be a joint decision between if I had a wife, you know, like her and I, we'd have to make this joint decision, but I would, you know, give her my opinion and then be like, ultimately it's up to you because it's either you're going to have to carry this child or have someone else carry it for us. I think it would be weird. I do think it would be weird, but I think that if that's the only option that some people have besides adoption and if they want to go for that and have it be their child, you know, with the, the sperm and egg situation, like, I get why they would want to do that. But I personally think it would be hard because it would be weird for someone else to carry your child for 9 months and you know, like, all of everything that they eat is going into their system and it's like, they have cells from that person too. You
it's
know
like
what
creepy.
I'm saying? Because they're connected, like, by the umbilical cord, so they are kind of a one person. So some of, it's almost like it's not just Kim and Kanye's kid. It's like Kim, Kanye's kid with some, I feel like there'd have to be some kind of DNA or something from the lady who birthed the child because she's carried them for 9 months. Everything that she's eating, everything they're connected. Like, I feel like somehow that person would always be connected. So I think it would be tricky. And then, like, you have the whole situation where, you know, what if the girl runs off because she's like, oh, I have Kim Kardashian's baby. Or, you know, I mean, the security would probably watch them and make sure not. But, like, if a normal person, like, I feel like it would, I would be the one exception. Like, I'd have a kid and, like, some lady would run off with my baby. Like, I just get caught in all these crazy situations.
Howard, I'm gonna let you give me your opinion. All I want to do, since we're on the topic of taking the baby, me and Howard, we literally looked at each other when Chris was like, you know, later in the episode, you know, she talked to a million people about this episode, but later in the episode, she talks to Chris about what she thinks about surrogacy, and Chris is like, that scares me. And when she said that, I thought she was, I didn't know what I thought she was going to say of why it scared her, but I did not expect, what if she takes the baby and runs? And I was like, and then it's Kim was like, but I don't think you can do that. Like, there's a lot of people in the room, they go, take the baby, and they put it away.
I know.
Like, I wait, what? Oh, I get what you mean.
Oh,
I get what
they
you
take
mean.
The baby. Okay. Once you have the baby, then you put it in. It's not like the mush. She goes and grabs it and runs.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't think that's what they were saying. I totally agree with Chris. Like, that's the one thing I was thinking the whole
time. But how?
I feel like she would run away right before the baby was born into a different state.
Like, she would still be pregnant and be like, bye, I'm in Mexico. Like, you're not seeing your child.
Viva Las Vegas. Like, bye.
Oh, my God. I was thinking have the baby and then, like, take the baby and run. Like,
she would still be pregnant.
Put a tracker on her. The Kardashians have enough money, they can be like, let me put a little tracker on you. We'll give you an extra $100,000.
Yeah.
You never know.
Implant something into her where she can't, like, rip it out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you think about this whole situation?
Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think.
Tell us what you think.
No, I mean, I'm all for it. I think she should do the surrogate thing. I don't see why. You know, I saw her concerns, like, if somebody else carries my baby, well, I still love the baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think you would still love the baby because technically this baby would still have your DNA. It would still have some of you and your husband's features. So I was happy. I think she should do it, definitely, because it's still the same. Like, it's still your child. I don't think you would love the child differently.
I have a question for both of you guys. Do you think, this was shot maybe like 3-4 months ago, do you think that Kim has a baby cooking up in someone's belly already? I feel like that. I really do. And I feel like she is not going to tell us until like after the baby's born, so no one can target this woman and try to take the baby since she'll have less security than them.
You'd think, though, the paparazzi and everyone has such a way with finding things out that, like, oh, having meetings with the surrogate. Like, you'd think that they'd find that out, but maybe not.
No, because if it's just, like, a friend, like, oh, this is just my homegirl. She's pregnant with her man. You see, like,
but if Malika or Khadijah, if one of them got pregnant, I would think, okay, that's, like, probably.
Yeah.
Or if Chloe got pregnant, I would think, okay, that's probably Kim's baby. I would automatically think that if it was someone close to the family.
I would just be like, just a friend or something.
Really?
I mean, and like as a girl, and obviously it's like kind of a different view of everything. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like the way that the lady was talking about, the one that was the surrogate, I can't remember what her name is, but she was just saying that it's like you love the kid so much that that's what you do because you can't have it. But I do understand, like, okay, so you carried both babies, and now the last one you didn't. Is there a disconnect? I'm not saying there is.
I feel like there might.
Yeah, like, you just don't know. And I think that, I think it's a great option. I think that it's great that people are willing to do that, because I am sorry, I would not be a surrogate. I would not tough. Do that. Like, I barely want to have my own kids and have to deal with all that. Can you imagine, like, having everything that happens when you have a kid and then not having the kid after? Yeah.
I mean, that would be, like, almost, like, I think, traumatizing. But the thing is these people are doing it for the money, or maybe out of the goodness of their heart. But, like, let's be honest.
I mean,
like,
let's be real. Come on.
Kim is going to be paying this person a lot of money. And, like, and I would definitely see a lot of people doing it for her.
I'd be scared of having Kim Kardashian's kid.
Oh, it would be tough. It would be scary, because every kick you'd think, oh no, like something's wrong.
Or they have to eat organic. Like, oh crap, I just had a fry. Oh, like, you'll kill me. That's what, like, I think that's what Courtney said. She's like, yeah, like, you wonder what, you know, the mom will be eating the whole time. And I'm like, exactly.
But I feel like they would put rules in that. Like, there would be, like, a contract, in the contract, because, you know, the Kardashians definitely have a contract.
I would be so scared to have their kid.
But in the contract, it'd be like, don't eat this, don't eat that, and you're agreeing to these terms, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, you can't watch somebody 24/7 unless they move in with them. But
which would be very interesting.
It was like,
for
you
the
would
show.
Never know if she had that McFlurry. Like, you just wouldn't know.
Yeah. Like, you know what I think is so funny, though? Is that I could see, because they have so much money, Kim being like, stay with us for 9 months. They make her an outhouse. Like, I could see them making her own little thing and feeding, like, having maids feed her. Because if that's the case and she's worried about little things like that, give her own little thing in the backyard. Not backyard, but I would do it. I think it's a good idea.
I think, honestly, it's one of those things where they have so many houses that maybe they don't have her move in right with Kim, like, where Kim's so close to her, but maybe have, like, one of their other houses and have security and, like, maids and everyone there watching, feeding her, cooking for her. Like, I could see that
what
happening.
What a life to have Kim's baby.
Yeah, afterwards I'd be like, all right, give me another baby. I don't want to leave, like, this house.
Well, some people do. Some people, like, do that for a job, like surrogacy. And I'm like,
which is
what?
So taxing on your body, let's
be
honest.
Oh, my God.
Like, you would just, like...
No, thanks.
Because you could probably not have any of your own kids, because by the time you... there's only so many kids you can have before your body kind of just...
I mean, some people, like,
itself.
Have, like, 12, though, so I don't know how they do.
Yeah, I mean, you see the 19 kids and counting. She had all 19.
That but is, like, the most terrifying
That's, like,
thing.
A very extreme case, though, but I feel like... Like, the normal human body can only maybe take, like, 4 or 5 times before it gives out.
The normal. Some
that
of them are
19
normal.
Kids, Dakota. 19 by her out of
crazy.
Her vagina. Like, come on. So I'm like, maybe these surrogates are like, I could be the next one.
I think surrogacy is like, oh, my God. Mm. I think the surrogacy is, like, great. It's like, gotta... Like, selfishly, like, okay, don't gotta lose my figure for this. I mean, it's hard. I mean, that's a whole other story. We could go on to surrogacy forever.
Really quick, though, before we stop talking about that, I do want to say that I do respect women who can do that. So, like, we're not making fun of it. We're just saying, like, it would
for sure.
be so hard. And, like, I don't know how you could do that. I personally would have a hard time, because you'd think, oh, would I love this child the same? Of course, I would want to think that. But at the same time, you don't really know. But I do think that it's an amazing thing for people if that's the only option for them. I totally respect that, and we all love that.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that up, because, you know, the way we're talking about it, I don't want to come across as a joke. It's not. I'm laughing as a joke because I'm like, damn, like, if you have ever been a surrogate before, I give you props, because I could never do it. I am not strong enough for that. Like, my emotions would it just wouldn't work.
And if you are a surrogate, hit me up in, like, 5 to 6 years. I'll be ready. I'll be stopped working. I'm going to need me a good surrogate. So.
How much do you think you get for that? You get good
at
amount.
At least over $50,000. So, well, maybe you shouldn't hit me up, because I ain't got the money for it. So if you're a good friend... I need a favor.
Yeah. All right, so a 9-month favor.
So let's move on to another topic. A lot of the topics tonight are, like, kind of, like...
Heavy.
A little bit heavier. It was like that last week, too.
Yeah. So the next one was about, which I thought was really cool, how, if everybody remembers from Will.i.am, and he had the song Where's the Love. That was years and years and years ago. Where is the love? That song.
Hey.
I'm obsessed with that song. So he did a remake about it, and he wanted Kendall to lip sing to that song, and it was all about gun violence. And just kind of like the whole Black Lives Matter, gun violence, like all of that kind of stuff that's going on right now. And Kendall has been very iffy about doing it because of the backlash. And Rob was kind of, you know, saying to her, don't, you know, I don't know if you want to get involved. All of her other sisters said, definitely get involved. I mean, what do you guys think about the whole, I mean, it's such a wide thing. Like, how do you feel about her doing the music video and her actually deciding that she wants to get involved with speaking out? about the way she feels.
Yeah, I thought it was a good, actually a great idea. I think them using this platform that they have for the, you know, good, like good powers or whatever, is a wonderful thing. I think Kendall should speak up more about what's going on with the world, because they do have a lot of young girls, older girls, you know, all ages looking at them. And if she's like, hey, guys, this is wrong, people would be like, you know, Kendall thinks it's wrong. I think it's wrong. And I give her kudos. Like, I like it.
It's definitely takes, you have to take a leap of faith to, to stand up for anything that you believe in.
Especially if you're in the public eye, because you could be like, oh my God, I love my gold phone case. And someone will be like, you are such a stupid bitch for liking that.
Yeah.
Like, it could be anything. Like, I literally just pulled out the first thing. It's like, so especially talking about something serious as that, you're gonna get backlash.
Especially something like gun violence. Like, if someone's, I can only imagine, like, if I would have spoken out about something like that, like, there's tons of backlash from, you know, both sides. But
yeah.
I think that what interested me the most was, like, we always see Kendall in her modeling shoots and everything like that. It was interesting seeing her in, like, a modeling setting, but in like a video, so like she was really dramatic, and like she did a great job, and I was like, I love that he incorporated her in that video. But yeah, she definitely had her ifs and doubts, you know, but then at the very end she kind of came around to it, and I thought, like, okay, like, she's kind of committing to it now. But at the very beginning I was like, okay, I think she kind of agrees with this, but is kind of like scared. But just seeing that kind of grow through the episode for her finally, like, giving in and being like, this is what I believe in. I mean, no matter what side you're on, like, you have to respect that she made that decision for herself, and she's speaking out for what she believes in.
See, I think the thing with celebrities, I think, I mean, everybody knows that Hollywood is liberal. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So I think that for, if you are kind of have the same views, like, all celebrities are all, like, talk about gun violence. But if you were to go out and speak the other way, it would, you, I think you'd receive even more backlash.
Like saying, oh, I think you should,
you be should have guns. You'll get even more backlash. Yeah. That's why I'm surprised why Kendall really was so scared to go about it. Because I'm like, she has so many people backing her up. All celebrities will back. Like, it's just kind of, I was surprised that she was that nervous about it. I don't know.
Maybe she knew, like, deep down inside, like, this could go a different way. Like, you know, you always hope, like, everybody is in the parade with you and rooting for you, but it always takes that one person to be like, hey, Kendall's, you know, dumb or something like that. And then everybody be like, oh, well, maybe I should go with that person. So maybe she was thinking, like, hey, there could be that possibility that one person can yell just loud enough and have everybody, you know, turn on me or something.
Yeah.
I think that she's one of the Kardashians that feels more, like, I don't think Kim, to be honest with you, I don't think she... She's like, I don't give a shit, blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't care. I mean, actually, Courtney's the most, does not give a shit about anyone. Yeah. But I think Kendall lets things get to her.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it. I think Khloé does that,
I
too.
I think it's the Jenner in her. Because, like, Kendall and Kylie, they both are, they're obviously, you know, totally different human beings. Like, that's totally, everyone's different. But I feel like they kind of are kind of to the side. Like, they don't like to totally give in to everyone knowing their business all the time as much as the sisters do, the original four.
I feel like Kylie, though, she's all over the place.
Yeah.
Snapchat, Instagram. I think Kendall's a lot more
reserved.
Yeah.
And even Kylie, like, we always see her on Snapchat, and she's all over the place with her makeup line and everything. But, like, in the show, we never see her hardly.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
She's the one I want to see the most. I love looking at her.
She's amazing.
I really do. But, yeah, so all of the whole gun violence thing kind of went throughout the episode, so I kind of wanted to touch on all of that before we go on to something else, since we're on the topic of it. So what I really loved, I love this, I cannot remember the name of the group, but they all get together. Every Town is the name of it. So Every Town is like an organization, and they support, they don't support gun violence. How am I saying this?
They are anti-gun.
Gun. Okay, because I was like, they support gun violence, but, like, no, they don't support it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They basically all get together, and they have people that have lost husbands, wives, sons to gun violence. And what I liked about it, what I really, 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 really liked about that was that it was an all lives kind of thing. It wasn't just one targeted race. It wasn't one targeted gender. It was, I lost my black son. I lost my white dad. I lost my, everyone was different races, different people. And they talked about how it's, how, you know, gun violence is that we're at schools or a shooting that happened years ago. Like, it just kind of,
it was all different.
Yeah, because it broadened the it broadened, I don't know how to explain it, like, it broadened.
It almost, like, united everyone, because they were all from different backgrounds, and they were all different races. They had, my dad, my son, my sister, my cousin, like, everyone formed together, and it made them strong just because they've all had way different experiences, and they came together for, like, a common...
Realizing, like, it's not just guns will hurt anybody. Mm-hmm, literally, so many people have gotten affected by it, so I think that's why I liked it. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely loved how they all came together and sat down and like, hey, this is our story. This is what we're about. And I'm actually very happy that the Kardashians did another thing and used this platform. Even, you know, I saw the photo months ago, you know, because you said, taped them months. But I loved how they put it on the show because they didn't have to do that. No, they didn't really have to open up that door. But I love how they put it on the show.
Yeah.
Love how they posted it. And they're actually behind it. So I love that group. And I love the Kardashians for shedding light on this and letting us in.
It definitely, like, those stories that the people were telling, it really broke my heart. And it made me want to cry because I was just like, I can't even imagine putting myself in these people's situations. And so it really just kind of tugged on my heartstrings. And I was like, oh my gosh, the fact that people have had to go through this kind of stuff.
I mean, I just think it's been... I mean, without getting into it too much, I just think we need, like, tighter laws. It's too free right now. There's too much. Yeah. People are just... You think of some of these people, like, get guns. You're like, how the hell did they even get that?
Yeah.
It needs to be restricted, like really hard.
I feel like... I feel like if an enemy is going to have a gun, like, I would rather have one also to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there should be a crackdown of, like, okay,
that's what
you
I'm
have
saying.
To go through these steps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you, I feel like, what's the point of allowing someone to own a big machine gun or something crazy, right. like army weapon type of things? Like, that is unnecessary. I don't care if you're like, oh, I live in the country, I want to go out and, like, in the field and stuff. No, like, that's putting things in the wrong hands.
It's just stupid.
I do think you should be able to protect yourself and have a gun. Like, it's our
you
our
are
right.
exactly how I say it.
It's our right.
Exactly how I say it.
Mm-hmm. I personally don't, because it's just kind of like, I just, guns are a little scary for me.
But I would never have a gun. I would be like, wait, what?
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
I think people should be allowed to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, I feel like you've got to go through way more screenings.
Exactly.
I feel like people are getting them too easily. People are selling them online. Right. People need to, that needs to be shut down. There needs to be a stricter way. Right. Like, I don't think you should ban them, but I do think there should be a...
You're exactly, and I'm going to let you say exactly what you want to say, but just because I feel the same as you, I wanted to just put that out there that I agree 100%. And it's hard to say that because this day and age, you're either... like, pro this, not this. There's no in-between anymore. It's like, you're either for guns or you're not for guns. And I think it's the Second Amendment. I don't think it should go totally, but it needs to be cracked down.
It needs to be looked at heavily.
Like, literally, like, you can't just walk into a store and get one. It's like, you have to go through tests and all this crap, whatever you have to do. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you on that. I mean, what do you think, Howard?
I think the same thing. But I feel like if it's so strict that more people would want to have one.
Exactly.
It's just
that's
like
scary.
Really?
I just feel like it's kind of like, not that they're the same, but like liquor. You know, you have to be 21 to get liquor. You have to be 21. But you could have that one friend who is 21 who already has that bottle of liquor and they could give it to him. I feel like that with guns. If we make it strict where, okay, you need to be 30, you need to have this, you need to have that, or you need to have, you know, this and that.
People are going
to
act out more.
Yes.
And like do some stuff.
Because they're going to know what's harder to get. Just like with, you know, the liquor, it's harder to get. I want that challenge. I want to see if I can get it. And people will do anything to get it. Whether, you know, I just feel like crime would go up. Like, I'm going to try to beat you up to get one.
It's almost like when they totally banned alcohol for a long time. People were finding ways. Way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the prohibition is what it was called.
Right.
People were meeting underground just to have alcohol.
And I'm worried about those groups, the underground groups, where it would just become
that's why I love hearing different opinions. Because I never thought of that. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm thinking is it's a lot harder. It's alcohol, there's a lot to go around. I'm not saying there's not a lot of guns. But guns, it's a little bit harder to maneuver. And I think that it could be a problem. But for majority of the country, I don't think that would backfire. I think there's definitely cases that it would.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think as as a whole.
Yeah.
It's a very iffy
topic. It's a very iffy topic. I know.
Who would be pro-guns, though, like, 100%?
I don't know.
I don't, that's, who would ever be like, yes, let's all have one? Are you kidding? We all die.
I feel like there's a few people, yeah.
There's a lot of people. I'm from Missouri, so, like, the majority out there, like, are very pro-gun. And, like, I'm saying,
it's so different out there,
I'm not, like, 110%, yeah, I'm not 110% pro-gun, but also, I'm, like, on the ballot this last Tuesday, I voted that it should be harder to obtain a gun. Like, you should have to go through more,
I agree.
Screenings. Like, I feel like you gotta make sure that whoever is gonna have this gun, I mean, obviously you're not gonna know if they're gonna do something bad or not, but they have to really have to jump through some hoops in order to get it, type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like on the fence, but like, I'm on the side of safety. You know, like, people need to be safe. You know, it's a scary world out there and it's getting worse and worse. So,
I mean,
be safe.
The thing is, everyone's saying that it's a problem now. And, I mean, we have to look back on their guns in the Second Amendment. It's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And it's bad right now between this past year and the election. And I really think things are going to calm down a little bit. I'm very hopeful about it. I could be naive, but I like to be positive and hopeful about it. And this is the gun stuff. It's been going on a really long time. And all of a sudden now, it's like they need to be banned. And I'm like, it's a little much going on right now. So
it's a lot. All I know is that I just hope that everyone stays safe. You know,
please.
Be aware
please.
Of your surroundings, because people are crazy. And so just be careful.
Ugh. Telling this to this episode is very
serious. It's got us talking deep.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, okay.
I mean, whether or not you agree with us, we mean well, you know. It's none of us are like, let's go. Like, it's just, it's all about making everyone happy, which is hard.
I usually try to stay way out of these topics. Like, I usually try not to talk on them, like, but here I go. But
I mean, it's literally, a lot of this was in the episode. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, kind of has to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And also, you've gotten a little ballsy since you got back from Missouri.
I've gotten more ballsy. She's like, talking about, I've been gone. I went back home for a month. So as I've came back, I've been a little bit more like saying my mind.
Why though? Tell us.
I think it's because I've reached a point where I'm just ready to just like, I feel like I'm me, and I want to be able to, like, help people and, like, talk about, you know, real-life situations and stuff. And I think before, you know, because I'd never done hosting, and I've almost been here for a year at AfterBuzz, I think originally I just wanted everyone to like me, and I wanted to be politically correct and just say all the right things so everyone loves me. And I still want to do that, and for the most part I do. But if I see some crazy stuff going down, or if I see, like, you know, a family member of someone on a TV show treating someone else wrongly, I'm going to call them out, because it's one of those things, like, we're here to share our opinions.
And you just said your opinion on gun violence, which is not very easy to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like this, Dakota.
Yeah, thank you.
When he first came in, you were just like, I love everyone. Everyone's amazing. I'm like, how do you love everyone?
I do love everyone. But at the same time, you know, Dakota's ready to speak his mind a little more.
Yes.
Yeah. Speak your mind. Well, speaking of, it's not speaking of your mind. I don't know why I was just going to transition to this live read right here. I was like, speaking. It didn't really make any sense, guys. But I wanted to bring this
lighter
up.
Lighter topic
that is off of gun violence. This has nothing to do with guns. This has to do with an amazing box full of makeup and beauty products. So I do hair and makeup, so I very much appreciate these kind of things that I'm about to tell you about. And I actually personally do use it. It's Beautycon box, and it's a subscription box that's delivered straight to your door each season. And each box is created by your favorite beauty guru, and has over $150 worth of products for only $30, which is amazing. Anyone that knows makeup products and stuff, like, that's a really good deal. You save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan. And with the annual payment plan, you pay the total cost of your entire year boxes. With seasonal payment plan, you pay each month for the box and shipping costs. And just check out the Beautycon at beautycon.com/box to sign up for your subscription. And you can use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off of your subscription. So definitely head on over and do that now. Keep this link. Keep listening to us. But then click another little thing and, like, as you're listening to do it. So BOXBUZZ for 20% off at beautycon.com/box. And some products to highlight are the Ofra Liquid Lipsticks and in Mocha. And it's, I'm not wearing it, but Ofra is amazing. If for any of you ladies, I know guys, sorry, I don't wear liquid lipsticks. I'm going to try not to ramble about this, but it doesn't peel. It doesn't, like, crack. It stays on, and it doesn't get all chalky. Like, it's really good liquid lipstick that stays on, Flutter Lash. I Slay Lashes by Makeup by Shayla's collab with Flutter. They're just amazing. You have to look them up for to explain, like, but they're fluttery and amazing.
They're voluptuous. Is that, oh. is that a word?
Voluptuous. Yes.
Is that the word, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So those are just a couple of things that are in the beauty box. And so I'm sorry for any guys, if you're watching out here, they're probably either clicked out or they're like,
you know what? I think it'd be really cool if they made, like, a guy's box with, like, right? guy hygiene, like, yeah. you know, like, skin, just, like, you know, I don't know, like, some guy stuff. I think that'd be cool. Yeah. And I think that they probably have that in the works, but I would love to see that from them because, you know, us guys like to look good, too. I mean, mm-hmm. look at Howard and I mean, like...
I mean, you guys are fresh to death. Yeah, I mean, you can get... I mean, even stuff that, you know, maybe guys are a little bit ashamed, like, oh, you need a little something to buff your nails out. Doesn't matter. You don't have... You can be a totally... straight guy that wants to do their nails. Me and my ex-boyfriend used to go and get manicures and
you know what?
The whole deal. We didn't get polished. That's, just,
you know, my friend Shayla, she like comes and visits me a ton in California. And every time that we're together, she's been taking me to get these like pedicure type of things.
Yeah.
And obviously I don't get my nails painted or anything, but they clean them up. They make them look nice. You know, they buff the nails and like, I have good looking feet, guys. Like, there's
what about
no,
you, Howard?
No shame in that.
I haven't got a mani or pedi.
Really?
There's no shame in it, though.
I thought about it, but I never got
so
one.
So they could, like, have, for guys, a cute little box of, like, aftershave.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. like, face wash. Because a lot of guys, and this is just, I mean, because I do makeup, it's not like I'm stereotyping. It's just a literal fact. Like, a lot of guys do not take care of their skin as much as girls do. Because mm-hmm. girls are like, ooh, face wash, moisturizer, all that good stuff. So a lot of the guys I've dated, I'll be like, what's your skincare routine? They're like, what? I'm like, what do you do for your skin? Nothing. I'm like, you go in the shower? What do you do? It's, I mean, shampoo, I guess. Whatever. Oh and I'm goodness. Like, what? Are you insane? No. So we need a little box to get guys more into.
Yeah, definitely.
And
there should not be any shame in, like, looking good and feeling good about yourself.
Seriously.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm all about that.
Yes.
And that's coming from, you know, a straight guy, too. Like, I feel like that's cool to do that kind of stuff.
Dakota, you could be the spokesperson.
I'm going to be the spokesperson.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Let's do it. All right, so let's get into, I think this is my favorite part
Aww.
Of the whole show. And it was Chris wanted to do a little video for MJ, her mom. And how I kind of missed, how did she decide she wanted to do this? Did you guys catch on to that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. she was just basically saying that there's this trend going around. It's called the legacy video. And basically, you're kind of like asking your relatives all about their life, and it's documented. So then that way, they're able to, you know, look back, and once they do pass on, they're able to see all these memories, and it's recorded, like, their life stories and things that you might have not known about them. It's like a trend, I guess. So she wanted to do that, and it's just so cute because, you know, originally she, like, went all out, and she's like, I want Anderson Cooper, right? Is that his name? to, like, yes. to do it, and it's so extravagant, Chris. I love where you're at, but I do like how they talked her down
Anderson
into
Cooper.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, isn't he? He was, like, one of the mediators at the presidential debate.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he, like, came over and was, like, interviewing MJ? That'd be so funny.
Let's go from the presidential debates to the Kardashians' house. I mean, I love that. They decided for the family to do
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a really great idea. It almost got me thinking, like, maybe I should do something with my grandparents, you know? Or not even, like, your grandparents, like a family friend or, you know, a family member, somebody close to you. I just thought it was really nice because, you know, you want to see MJ's life or somebody who's close to you. You want to see how they grew up or what their thoughts were when they were a child. You know, I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I do like all these videos for my YouTube channel, like all these random videos. I'm always looking for ideas.
We need to do something, by the way.
Yes, we do.
I meant to say that.
We all do. That'd be so much fun.
But God.
I think it would be super fun to, like, if one of my grandparents are so freaking camera shy, but it would be so cool to do something similar, you know, just maybe just for myself, but also maybe for other people to see too. Like, I'm interested to see the things about my grandparents that maybe I don't know, or maybe that, you know, I haven't heard from yet. Like, I think that's a great way to document and be able to have that for the rest of your life.
I want to do it for my mom, and it would be for me because I don't think anyone else would really care if I put that on the internet. Like, I don't, Justine's mom, which she's amazing, but I don't think anyone's, I mean, the Kardashians, but I just think it's a really good idea. I think I'm actually going to do it when I go home
for your mom.
Christmas, but she's going to be like, as long as nobody sees it, she hates the camera. She's like opposite of me. She will not do anything remotely that has to do with like being on camera or anything. But I wanted to get in that I love that MJ looks so freaking good. And she's 82. Did I write down? She's 82.
Yeah.
My grandma died a little over a year ago, and she was 78. And, like, she, my grandma looked at least 10 to 15 years older than MJ. And it's just crazy that she was, like, a good 4 years younger.
And you know what's insane is MJ's gone through a lot of health problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, I think she's had cancer for a while, and... Like, is right? Yeah.
She has cancer now? She did.
No.
I think
no.
she's like, supposedly, you know, okay now, hopefully. But at the same time, she still probably battles with some of that. And it's sad. It's really sad.
I know.
I mean, I feel like they've done a good job not putting that in the limelight, though. Because I didn't really know too much about her cancer struggles.
Really?
No, not really. Not, I mean, not, like, entirely. I know that she's had some, like, health problems. But, I mean, I don't know. She looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how she does it. What does she do? Maybe she uses the beauty box at beautycon.com/box. Maybe she uses that.
Maybe she does.
She might. She just might.
But, I mean, yeah, I think it's a really good idea to do that. Because I don't have, you know, if you have grandparents or whoever's in your life, definitely do it while they're around. Because none of my grandparents are around anymore.
Yeah.
So. Mm.
Everyone in my family is so private that I'm like the only one that just shares my business on the internet. You know what I'm
saying? Same here. Nobody
and it's
else
like,
will
I want
to
do that, but I don't know if they would agree to it, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's worth a shot.
Yeah. You're like, come on, let me do it. And be like, what?
Yeah. No. But how crazy, though, like, for Chris to finally step up and be like, all right, I'm going to do the interview. And man, MJ flipped that question on her.
Right?
That was like 2 seconds into the interview, and then Chris was like, I can't do it.
Chris was interviewing MJ and asked what MJ's biggest fear was. And then MJ, like, flipped it. Like, what's your biggest fear? And then Chris started getting upset, and everyone's like, why is she getting upset? But, like, I mean, because her biggest fear is losing her mom.
Yeah, that's why she's doing the video in the first
place. So you ask her what your biggest fear is, and, you know, I mean, it's tough. You have to make sure, you know, you guys don't got to worry about, you know, your makeup getting all messed up. But if I do it and I start crying, you got to make sure that it doesn't look like crap over there. It's hard. But they have professional makeup artists, so they still look good. But, it was tough. Can you imagine, like, what would you do if your parents asked you that? Like, what's your big...
I start bawling. Like, it was sad. I was like, oh, like, this time, I was happy Chris was crying, you know? Usually, she's very emotional. Like, to me, she's a little bit too emotional. But in this point, I was like, Carol, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's so funny, because she's usually like, sometimes I'm like, why is she crying? And this time, I'm like, okay, you actually have a good reason to cry right now. Yeah. This is a little... But some of the questions, you know, that she took a break, and some of the other daughters went and interviewed MJ while Chris got herself together.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout all of the interviews, we had some, you know, as the emotional ones, like, that's obvious. They also had some funny ones. And I wrote down some of the stuff that they asked. And they asked MJ if she'd ever slept... Oh, how many people she's ever slept with? She said 4 people that she could remember.
MJ!
Yeah, and asked if MJ was a party animal. And she made it seem like, yeah, girls' night, like... I'm like, okay, maybe not what other people
like
consider
raving
party nights.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, like literally, like.
Well, maybe in the past, I think she was talking about like before she was a senior citizen. You know.
Well, obviously. I mean, now maybe girls
raging bingo nights with the girls.
Girls' nights can actually turn into a little crazy time. So. Maybe, you know, when you go out, it doesn't turn into girls' time after a little bit of time. It turns into a multi-person time. Not like that. That sounds wrong. Never mind, guys. Sorry.
What?
I didn't mean, like, a threesome or a foursome. That's not what I
meant.
That's
exactly what you meant.
Not what I meant. I'm kidding. Let's get to something more positive before we wrap this all up. They asked, like, what MJ's favorite quotes were, and she said, always try harder and do your best. Really, really simple. But really just straight to the point, like, these are quotes to live by. Doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I liked that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have quotes that you live by?
I think YOLO.
That's been the very recent one. Profound.
You would literally just YOLO.
Just like, YOLO.
Yeah. I think mine is, like, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's, like, always been my motto.
Are you you're Christian,
right? I'm
Christian,
right? Yeah.
So like, hardcore Christian.
Yeah, that's always been my motto, is because it's, like, it's so true for me.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple. It's not really, it's just, they're not, like, really, like, religious ones. There's, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And what's the other one that I have? comparison is a thief of joy. It's a very personal one that just, you don't compare yourself to others. And, you know, just beauty is what you think. Don't compare yourself to the Kardashians. Don't compare yourself to, like, celebrities. Like, there's kind of a couple things I live for. I
think the one more, that this one's not as, like, oh, my gosh, like, religious or spiritual, but this one is a fun one to live by. It's basically like, if you've ever watched The Help, like, you are kind, you are smart, you are beautiful. That kind of mentality, just saying that to yourself sometimes, it's like, you know, you need to hear that, because sometimes you can really get weighed down by how people treat you or just whatever. So I love that, and I love that movie and what that means, you know?
Yeah, as simple as that. And Seize the Day, I always like that one, because it's just, you know, you gotta live life to the fullest. And I like the Beauty of Skin Deep and that one, because I think of it when I'm doing shows like this. It's a very superficial show. We have to get real. You know, there's some good stuff, but there's also a lot of superficial things that come with the Kardashians, whether they mean to or not. And I just think that's a good quote to always live by, especially if you're watching the Kardashians. But we love them. Obviously, that's why we do the show.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for watching. Let's see where we can find you guys.
Yes, everybody, it is Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. If you guys watch Pretty Little Liars, I just did some awesome, fun series with Lindsay Shaw from that show. So I just released video 2, and video 3 is coming this Wednesday. So make sure you watch that. Never Have I Ever, Truth or Dare. And stay tuned for the third one.
And you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine. And find me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33. Look me up. I do some fun hair and makeup videos. And, yeah, just throw some random shit out there sometimes. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you next week. And Francesca will be back.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.